让大家安心默祷。
So bow our hearts in silence prayer.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we will begin our Sabbath afternoon service.
赞诗119首。
So rise and sing hymn 119. We all kneel down and pray in one accord and ask the Lord to guide our afternoon service. And this afternoon, we'll continue to study the topic, Worship God in Christ.
在基督里敬拜神会分为两大部分。
There are two major parts to worship Christ in God, to worship God in Christ.
第一就是在基督里面祷告神。
And the first part is to pray in Christ, pray to God in Christ.
这个敬拜神呢，所要的就是祷告神。
And what we need when we worship God is we need to pray to God.
旧约的话，他们是要在圣殿里头啊去献祭。
And in the Old Testament days, they offer sacrifices in the Holy Temple.
那今天呢，这个神的殿就是属灵的。
And today is God's holy temple. It's a spiritual one.
我们的身体就是神的殿。
Our bodies are the temple of God.
所以我们用我们的心灵，在我们里面的心灵来祷告，也就是在神的殿里头啊，来拜神。
So when we pray to God in our heart and in spirit, then we are worshiping God in Christ.
这个是我们在基督里拜神的第一个部分。
And that's the first part when we worship God in Christ.
主耶稣说我们要用心灵和诚实来拜神。
And the Lord Jesus told us to worship God in truth and in spirit.
那要靠着圣灵来拜神。
And also rely on the Holy Spirit and through the Holy Spirit to worship Him.
这个就是祷告的敬拜。
And this is the prayer of worship.
早上我们已经学习了。
And this morning we have studied that.
下午我们要谈到第二部分。
And in this afternoon we'll talk about the second part.
第二部分就是侍奉神。
And it's how do we serve God?
这个侍奉神呢，是坐在主耶稣基督的身上。
When we serve God, we're doing things on behalf or for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
侍奉神也就是服侍主耶稣基督。
And to serve God is also to serve our Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣基督啊，需要我们做什么样的服侍？
Now, what kind of service should we offer to our Lord Jesus?
就是要服侍他的身体。
And it's to serve his body.
主耶稣的身体啊，需要我们服侍。
That we need to offer our service to serve the Lord Jesus' body.
当主耶稣在世上的时候
，When the Lord Jesus when he was still on earth,
主耶稣说：“接待我的就是接待差我来的父。”
And he said, "Those who serve me is those who is serving God, serving the one who sent me."
所以当主耶稣在世上的时候，那一些接待主耶稣的人呢，就是服侍神。
And those who served the Lord Jesus were those who served the one who sent him, or God.
那现在主耶稣已经复活升天了。
Now the Lord Jesus already ascended to heaven.
我们怎么样来服侍他？
Now how do we serve him?
就是要服侍主耶稣基督的身体。
And it's to serve the Lord Jesus' body.
主耶稣说，接待你们的就是接待我。
And the Lord Jesus, those who greeted you, is greeting me.
主耶稣说，这些事情坐在我的最小的一个弟兄的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
And he also said, if you do these things to the littlest of the brothers, then you're doing it unto me.
所以所有这些相信耶稣基督的人。
So for all the people who believe in the Lord,
也就是说今天在基督里面的众圣徒。
And it also means in today's terms, all the brothers and sisters within Jesus' body.
就是主耶稣基督身上的肢体。
And they're the branches within the Lord Jesus' body.
因为我们受洗连属在基督的身上。
As we've been baptized, we're connected to the branches of the Lord's body.
所以敬拜神的第二部分就是服侍神。
So the second part to worship God is to serve Him.
那服侍神呢，就是来服侍基督的身体。
And to serve God is to serve the Lord Jesus' body.
也就是教会。
Which is the church.
所以我们进一步要了解怎么样在基督里面来服侍神。
So we study further to how do we serve God and how do we serve the Lord Jesus' body.
这个是要坐在教会的身上。
That we have to serve and for the sake of the church.
我们首先看罗马书第七章。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
新约的服事跟旧约的服事也是不一样的。
And serving in the New Testament, it's different than that in the Old Testament.
旧约的服事也是按照律法上所规定的。
And serving God in the Old Testament was according to the laws.
但是新约的服事不是这样子。
But serving God in the New Testament, after the New Testament, it's different.
我们看第七章第六节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 7, verse 6.
第六节说，但我们既然在捆绑我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服事主，要按着圣灵的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。
So that's here, now that we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter.
这里说我们在捆绑我们的律法上死了。
It says that here that we have died to what we were held by.
这个就是我们受洗啊，与主同时啊，归入主耶稣基督的死。
And dying here means our baptism, that we were buried, we died, and we were resurrected with the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督的死就是在律法上担当我们的一切的罪，代替我们死。
And the Lord's death signified the sacrifice that he paid, that he bare our sins in the Old Testament.
那今天我们受洗呢？归入主耶稣基督的死，使我们的罪得到赦免。
So now that he died for us, that our sins and our offenses were forgiven.
所以就可以脱离律法的这个咒诅。
And then we can escape the curse of the law.
我们就不在律法之下。
And we're no longer under the law.
今天我们乃是在主耶稣的恩典中。
And now we live in the grace of our Lord Jesus.
所以在主的恩典中来服侍主。
So we also serve in the grace of our Lord Jesus.
也就是说要靠着主的恩典来服侍神。
In other words, that we have to rely on the grace of the Lord to serve him.
所以现在我们服侍主啊，就不再按着律法这种遗文的规定。
So now we do not serve according to the letter of the law.
是要按照圣灵的新样。
But we serve according to the newness of the Spirit.
就是按照圣灵的方式。
And also according to the ways of the Holy Spirit.
那按照圣灵的方式呢？我们靠着圣灵祷告。
So to do it according to the way of the Spirit is to rely on the Holy Spirit in our prayers.
那也要用圣灵来服侍神。
And also utilize and let the Holy Spirit guide us in when we are serving Him.
就是服侍教会。
And in other words, we have to serve our church.
所以我们在基督里面侍奉神。
So when we worship God in Christ,
包括我们的祷告跟服侍。
And that includes our prayers and our service.
那么祷告是靠圣灵。
Now when we pray, we rely on the Holy Spirit.
服侍主也是靠圣灵。
And when we serve him, we also rely on the Holy Spirit.
这是保罗在这里告诉我们。
And this is what Paul is telling us in here.
因为我们不晓得当怎样祷告。
And because we did not know how to pray before.
那圣灵就代替我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit prays for us.
那我们也不知道要怎么样来服侍主。
And we also did not know how to serve our Lord.
所以圣灵呢？他就赐给我们恩赐。
So the Holy Spirit give us talents.
旧约的是按照律法的规定。
And in the Old Testament days, it was according to the law.
那么新约在基督里面呢，是按照圣灵给我们的恩赐。
Now in the Old Testament, it is according to the grace that the Lord Jesus had given us.
如果圣灵没有给我们恩赐，我们就不知道怎么样来服侍主了。
And if the Holy Spirit did not give us any abilities, then we would not know how to serve Him.
所以今天我们在耶稣基督里面呢，圣灵啊会给我们恩赐。
So today we live in the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will give us abilities.
这个恩赐呢，就是要我们来服侍主的。
And this ability is the sense for us to want to serve God.
我们看哥林多前书第十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第十二章，看从第四节来看。
We'll start reading from verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
12章第四节。
Chapter 12, verse 4.
第四节说，恩赐啊，原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
It says here, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
这里讲到圣灵，会同一位圣灵啊，会分给我们个人不同的恩赐。
Says here that the one same Spirit will give us different gifts.
那第五节说，执事也有分别，主却是一位。
Verse 5, there are differences of ministry, but the same Lord.
这个执事就是我们所分派的工作。
So ministries are the different work that we have.
按照圣灵给我们的恩赐呢，那么主就分派给我们不同的这个侍奉的工作。
So, according to different gifts by the Holy Spirit, we're given different ministry or work.
然后呢，第六节告诉我们。
And then verse 6.
功用也有分别，神却是一位。
There are differences of activities, but there is same God who works in all.
在众人里面呢，运行一切的事。
And this is the same God who works in all of us.
这里说功用也有分别。
It tells us that there are differences in activities.
也就是说，我们每个人按照圣灵的恩赐分担呢，这个教会里面的事工。
In other words, according to the different gifts we receive from the Spirit, we carry out different work in church.
那每一样事工啊，都会有它的功用。
And every different work has their benefits.
好像这个身体上的肢体一样。
Just like the different body parts,
每一个肢体都有它不同的功用。
Just like any different body parts have their own utility.
那这个功用啊，是怎么样才发挥出来的？
Now, how do we maximize these utilities of different parts?
比如说我们的眼睛。
For example, our eyes.
眼睛能看东西。
Eyes can see.
那眼睛为什么会能看东西？
Now, how come eyes can see?
说同一位神给我们的这个眼睛。
Because there's one same Lord who gave us the eyes.
这眼睛会有视觉的这种功能。
So the eyes can have this ability to see.
是怎么来的？
And where does it come from?
是我们的视神经。
And it's related to our visual nerves.
如果视神经有问题的，
if there's some damages in our nerves,
那么我们虽然眼睛看起来外表看起来是完全好的，
and even though on the surface our eyes look fine,
你张开眼睛看那眼球什么东西都很好。
When you look at a person's eyes, even though it's damaged, on the surface it may look the same.
但是呢，看不到东西。
But then the eye cannot see.
为什么？
How come?
因为没有神经的运行啊。
And because the visual nerves are not working.
所以他看不见了。
So therefore that eye cannot see.
那现在看这个说，这个功用为什么会显明出来？
And when we look at it, how can the utility of the eyes be performed?
是因为同一位神运行在我们里面。
It is because the same God who works all in all.
我们里面有神在运行，在我们所做的这个工作上面。
So in our work, God works in them.
所以功用就显明出来了。
And because God works in them, the benefits come out.
这个告诉我们不是我们能做能够成就这个事情。
So it tells us here, it's not us who achieves these things.
是神成就的。
It is because God granted the results.
这个跟世上的人的认知是完全不一样的。
And this understanding, it's very contrary to the world.
在我们从外表来看。
And when we're looking out from the surface.
是人去完成这个工作。
On the surface, it's like men who have completed these tasks.
但是今天我们这个侍奉是属灵的侍奉。
But today's our service must be a spiritual one.
其实是灵去完成的。
We'll say that it's a spirit who completes those tasks.
都是靠外体这一些这个肉体去完成的。
And those tasks are not carried out by the physical bodies.
如果没有灵的运行。
Because without the working of the spirit,
那我们这个是不会动的。
Our hands, our feet cannot move.
说更清楚一点。
Or more clearly.
如果我们的血液的运行不顺畅。
And if the spirit does not work properly within us.
有些人半身不遂的。
Some people are paralyzed from the waist down.
为什么他半身不遂?
How come they're like that?
一脚一手不会动。
And sometimes they're paralyzed on one side of the body. Their hands, they cannot move.
中风了。
Because they have a stroke,
塞住了,
and function has been
disabled. 神经已经没有在运转了,
and then the body does not work in one accord.
现在神经就像神的灵一样的,
and the working of the nerves within our body, it's like the working of the spirit.
因为神的灵运行在我们里面,
and because the spirit of God works in us,
运行在我们所要做的一切的事上。
Because it works in us when we are completing these tasks.
所以那个功用啊，就显明出来了。
And because of God's Spirit working in us, the results come out.
眼睛就能够看。
And this is also the reason why our eyes can see.
耳朵就能够听。
That our ears can hear.
嘴巴就能说话。
That we can speak from our mouth.
手就能够做事情。
And also our hands can move and finish things.
如果一个人中风了，有些强，如果说很厉害的话，他就瘫痪，整个身体都不能动。
And for example, when a person has a severe stroke and the whole body cannot move.
那我们常常会忘记这个事情。
But we often neglect this fact.
因为这个眼睛是看不见的。
Because this is something that the eyes cannot see.
我们往往只看见说，哎，你看我的舌在动，我的嘴巴在说话。
But what we often see is that our hands are moving, our lips are moving.
等到一天中风了，哎，奇怪，我这个手还好，为什么不动？
But then when we have a stroke, when our hand cannot move, then we'll notice.
我嘴巴好好，舌头也好好，为什么不会说话？
And you feel like I have lips and I have tongue, but I cannot speak.
那个才就知道说，哦，里面这个神经已经不运转了。
And then you realize that the nerves are not working in your body.
所以今天我们服侍主呢，是属灵的侍奉，是灵在运转，而不是靠我们人这个肉体，不是的。
So today when we serve God, we have to understand that it's the Spirit who's working inside us. It's not us who's working.
所以保罗他说，我说话，我讲道，是用圣灵在讲话。
That's why Paul said, when I speak, when I preach and speak in the Spirit.
这个很重要。
That is very important.
我们一定要有这样的认识。
We have to have this understanding.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
《哥林多前书》第三章。
First Corinthians chapter three。
《哥林多前书》第三章。
First Corinthians chapter three。
当时哥林多教会，因为在这个道理上面呢，还是很有吃奶的阶段。
And in this here, the Corinthian church, their truth was very infantile.
所以他们看到在教会里面这种侍奉呢，都是看外面外表的。
So when they look at people who are serving in church, they look at from the outside.
跟一般世人一样。
And they use the world's view to look at these
work. 所以他们就说，哦，保罗，看，有些人就欣赏保罗，哇，保罗这个很会这个传福音这个工作。
So there was a group of people who admired Paul because of Paul's ministry.
他们大部分的人呢，都是保罗传福音给他们来相信受洗的。
Because most of those the follower of Paul were preached to by Paul in the beginning.
那有一些比较年轻的呢，他们就没有看到保罗这个传福音的工作。他们看到后来啊，亚波罗去带领他们这个学习圣经这样的工作。
So that there's another group, the younger group, who did not see the work of Paul's ministry, but they saw the leadership and the teaching from Apollos.
那亚波罗有这个恩赐，他很会讲解圣经。
And they saw the gifts that were given to Apollos, and he was good in explaining the Bible.
所以他们就很喜欢亚波罗。
So they admire Apollo.
所以因为就比较，所以哎，老人家说保罗比较要强。
So the older generation preferred Paul and said he was stronger.
那年轻人说，哎呀，亚波罗比较厉害。
And the younger ones preferred Apollos because he was better.
结果就变成说，好了，那你们属亚波罗，我们属保罗的，啊，分开来了。
So there was division of these people, those who were following Paul, those who were following Apollo.
这个就是不了解属灵的恩赐。
And this is an example that they do not understand the gift of the Spirit.
不了解这基督里面的这种属灵的侍奉。
And they do not know the worship within Christ.
才会有这样的事情发生。
Because they do not have that understanding, this problem arose.
所以今天教会里面，如果说我们已经道理上面有认识了，知道说在基督里面这种属灵的侍奉，就不会有这种现象出来。
So this situation would not occur if we have some understanding of the truth and understand the spiritual worship within Christ.
现在我们看这个第三章的第四节。
Now we look at chapter 3, verse 4.
所以有时候我是属保罗的，有时候我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？第五节。
Verse 5.
亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事。照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。这一段就是在告诉他们。
So in here, Paul tells the Corinthians members.
说你们跟世人一样呢，看外貌啊，看外表啊，不了解这个属灵的事情。
And he said to the Corinthian members that you're just like the people in the world, that you only look at outside, but you do not recognize spiritual things.
所以有人说我是属保罗的，有人说我是属亚波罗的。
Because of that, some of the members said, I'm of Paul, and some said, I'm of Apollos.
下面呢，保罗就要跟他们向他们说明了。
So in here, Paul clarifies it for them.
说保罗算什么，亚波罗算什么。
And he said, who then is Paul, and who is Apollos?
无非就是执事，就是仆人呐、按照主人呐、主耶稣所赐给他们个人不同的恩赐啊，引导你们相信。
But Paul and Apollos are just servants through the gifts that was given by the Lord Jesus to make you believe.
这个引导你们相信，就是他的功用啊，他的功能呢啊，在教会啊发挥这个功能。
And to lead the people to believe, it was Paul and Apollos' utility.
那这种功能是怎么样？看第六节。
And we'll look at verse 6 for this kind of purpose.
说我是栽种的，亚波罗是浇灌的，唯有神叫他生长。
It's here that Paul planted Apollos' water, but God gave the increase.
保罗是用这个比喻啊来说明这件事情。
And Paul used this example to clarify.
说我是栽种的恩赐。
Paul said that I have the gift of planting.
也就是说，主给保罗就传福音，引导人相信这个恩赐。
And in other words, God gave the gift to Apollo to Paul to preach to plant so that people can believe.
所以保罗最能够把主耶稣的这个福音的奥秘啊，讲说得很清楚。
So Paul was very good in explaining the gospel of Jesus Christ so that people can believe.
引导很多人相信。
And Paul had led many people to believe.
这个不是保罗能做的事情。
It was not something that Paul himself could do.
是因为主耶稣将这个恩赐呢赐给他。
It was because the Lord Jesus gave this gift to Paul.
借着圣灵呢运行在他的心里面。
That the Holy Spirit was working inside Paul.
让他能够把这个福音呢讲得很清楚。
It was working in him so that he can very well explain the gospel to people very well.
这个就是保罗的恩赐啊，发挥啊栽种的这个功能。
And that was the gift of Paul used in the area of preaching.
然后亚波罗呢，他是浇灌的恩赐。
But Apollo received the gift of watering.
浇灌就是。用圣经来造就信徒。
And to water, it's used the verses in the Bible to nourish them.
所以亚波罗呢，他有这个恩赐，很会讲解圣经。
So Apollos had this gift that he was very good in explaining the Bible.
好，就让信徒呢得到造就。
So that the members were edified.
这个也是圣灵运行在他心里。
And in here, it's also the Holy Spirit who is working in Apollos.
让他明白圣经，把这个圣经的真意说明出来。
And to help Apollos understand the Bible and to extract the essence for the members.
如果没有圣灵的恩运行他是不会的，他不懂。
And Apollos could not have understood or explained without the working of the Holy Spirit.
他能了解，而且把它讲清楚，是因为圣灵运行在他心里，发挥出来的功能。
And it was because the Holy Spirit was working in Apollos, he was able to understand and teach, so this benefit, the results can be visible.
所以说，保罗栽种，亚波罗浇灌，但是呢，唯有神能叫他长大。
And this is why it is said that here Paul planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase.
好，那么长大就是功用的这个显明了。
And when the plant grows, it means it is a result of the utilities.
好，这个是出于神的。
But that also come from God.
所以我们刚才看说功用有分别。
So it's here that there are different activities.
但是神是一位的。
But there's only one God.
而这一位神呢，他运行在我们个人的心里面。
And this one God, it's working in all of us.
运行在我们所做的一切的事上。
And he's working in all the activities, all the work that we do.
让这个恩数呢产生功用。
So that our abilities can produce results.
让我们得到长大。
So that it's also Him with His Spirit working in us that
we grow. 这一些啊，都不是人的功劳。
And all of those are not the credit to men.
而是神的这个运行啊，神的荣耀啊。
But it's all the glory of God and His working.
那一个没有这种属灵的智慧的人。
Now without spiritual wisdom.
就会看外表说哦某某人比较厉害我比较喜欢某某人这样子。
They would only stop looking at the outside and say, this person is better than the other person.
所以第七节这样说。
So it is said here, verse 7.
说可见啊栽种的算不得什么浇灌的也算不得什么只在那叫他生长的神。
So it said that, so neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase.
所以说，保罗不算什么，亚波罗也不算什么，只是一个工具而已。
So Paul was not anything, Apollos was not anybody, because they were only tools.
一切都是在于神。
And everything depend on God.
因为这个在亚波罗或者保罗都是主耶稣的用人。
And because both Paul and Apollos were servants of God.
好像我们使用不同的工具来完成一件事情。
And just like how we use different tools to accomplish a task.
没有人说，哎呀，你那个工具很厉害。
No one would say that your tools are very good.
一定说，哎呀，某某人完成这个工程。
But then you will say this person who completed the task.
那么其他那些啊，都是他使用的工具而已。
And all those are just merely tools that the person used.
不会说啊，这个荣耀是这个工具的荣耀，不是这样子。
And you will not say the credit or the glory belongs to this tool.
所以今天我们在基督里面侍奉神。
So today when we worship God in Christ,
我们按照圣灵给我们的恩赐啊，来服侍教会。
And we followed.The gifts that were given by the Holy Spirit to carry out this work.
不是我们自己的功劳。
It is not to our credit.
我能够完成这个服事的工作。
For me to be able to finish this holy work.
那是圣灵借着我完成的。
It is because the Holy Spirit helped me.
所以荣耀归于神。
And therefore the glory belongs to God.
那我们算什么？
And we're not anything.
我们都算不得什么的。
And we should not be.Anything.
所以主耶稣说了一个比喻。
So the Lord Jesus said, told us this parable.
说仆人呢，服侍主人，完成一切的服侍的工作。
And in this parable, he said that as a servant, according to the instruction of the master,
只能这样说。
And they can only say one thing after they finish.
我是一个无用的仆人。
That that I'm a worthless servant.
对，我所做的是我该做的事情。
What I have completed is my duty.
所以没有什么可夸的。
And it's nothing to boast about.
也没有什么功劳。
And there shouldn't be any credit to me.
只是尽了仆人的本分而已。
And I merely fulfilled the duty of a servant.
好，这个就是我们今天在基督里面服侍神的一个精神和态度。
And this is the attitude and spirit when we worship God in Christ.
我们一定要有这种认识。
And we must have this understanding.
用靠着圣灵的恩赐来服侍教会。
And according to the gift from the Holy Spirit to serve to serve God and to serve the church.
那我们懂得怎么样靠圣灵来完成我们的工作。
Now, how do we learn to rely on the Holy Spirit to finish the work?
并且呢，知道说我们只是一个无用的仆人，一切的荣耀都是归于神。
And after the work it's done, we know that we're just worthless servants. We're just performing our duties to serve God.
好，现在看回来哥林多前书十二章。
Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
好，第七节。
Verse 7.
哥林多前书十二章第七节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7。
圣灵显在个人的身上，是叫人得益处。
But the manifestations of the Spirit is given to each one for the spirit of all, for the profit of all.
现在保罗要说明说这个圣灵怎么样是给我们恩赐，怎么样在我们的侍奉上显出它的功效来。
So Paul start telling us, but what kind of gifts the Holy Spirit give us, and what kind of manifestation does the Spirit have in our work?
第八节说，这个人呢，蒙圣灵赐给他智慧的言语。
And verse 8 said, for one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit.
那个人也蒙这位圣灵赐给他知识的言语。
And because the gift of the Holy Spirit, he received the word of wisdom.
所以这一种人，传福音的人，还要讲解圣经的人都需要有这样的智慧的言语跟知识的言语。
So that those who preach and those who explain the Bible need the word of wisdom and knowledge of truth.
才能把神的福音的奥秘讲清楚，才能把圣经里面的真理呢说明清楚。
So that they can understand the truth of the Bible and clearly explain it to others.
这个是圣灵赐给他的。
And this is a gift by the Holy Spirit.
不是他自己本身会了解的。
And it's not some innate ability that a person has.
那第九节说，
Verse 9.
还又有一个人蒙这位圣灵赐给他信心，还有另外一个人蒙这位圣灵赐给他医病的恩赐。
And it says that here, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by the same Spirit.
这个信心呢，跟医病的恩赐啊，它是一连在一起的。
So there's a connection here between faith and the gift of healing.
当一个人呢蒙圣灵赐给他这种信心的时候，
when a person who is given his faith by the Spirit,
他就能显神迹奇事了。
And he can perform gifts and wonders and miracles.
好像保罗传福音的时候。
Just like doing Paul's ministry.
看到坐在最前面的一个瘸腿的不会走路的人呢，眼睛张得大大来，一直听保罗讲道理。
So he saw in the front a lame man who could not walk and was listening intently and looking at Paul.
那保罗看他有信心，这个人很有信心。
And Paul looked at this person and saw the faith inside him.
就告诉他说，你起来。
And Paul said to this person, get up and walk.
他就站起来了。
And a person stood.
马上就好了。
And he was healed immediately.
那些外邦人听到你能看到，这个是神说保罗这个是神，天上的神降到地上来了。
And when the Gentiles look at this man who start walking again, they thought Paul was a god.
他们就拿去牵牛拿花圈来要献祭
So they gather their oxen and offer gifts to Paul as worship.
保罗赶快跳进众人中间去，撕裂衣服说众人你们为什么这样做？
So Paul stood in the midst of the people and tore his clothes and asked, why are you doing this?
我们跟你们一样我们性情跟你们一样。
And Paul said, we are just like the same as you.
我们也是人不是神。
We're just human, we're not gods.
这个就是他们看到这个世界，哦，好像哦，这个人是神，他们不看不到神。
So, when the Gentiles look at Paul, they cannot see God working in him. They thought Paul was God.
哦，那这个是这个时候，你看圣灵赐给这个听到的人有信心，保罗的信心，所以呢，就说，哎，起来走，他会这个病可以得到医治。
So in that situation, God gave faith to that person who was lame, and Paul saw the faith in him.
当一个人得到这种恩赐的时候
，When a person who received this gift,
你就会有这样的能力。
And a person will have that ability.
很奇妙。如果没有得到这个信心的恩赐
，And it is very miraculous if the faith is not given to this person.
不敢这么说的。
And you would not have the courage to say such things.
主耶稣说，你如果对这座山说，移开，挪到海里头去。
Because the Lord Jesus said, if you have faith, you can call to this mountain, get up and throw yourself into the sea.
那这个人心里面不疑惑，相信他所说的话一定会成，马上这个山就会照这样移到海里头去。
And the Lord Jesus continued, this person has faith and knows that what he said will be true, then this, the mountain will get up and walk.
这个是信心的恩赐。
And this is the gift of faith.
那这种信心的恩赐啊，圣灵如果什么时候赐给你，你什么时候就会显出这个功效来。
And this gift of faith, it's from the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit gives you this gift, and at that moment, you have this ability.
那我也还曾经有几次这样的体验。
And I have a few experience in this gift.
有一次我们去向一个慕道者呢传福音。
And one time we were out to preach to a truth seeker.
那个时候我还在神学院，还没有毕业。
And that time I did not graduate from theological school.
啊，利用这个休假的时间呢回家，刚好有人要慕道，所以我就去访问他。
So I was doing some time off. As I returned home, there was an opportunity to preach to a truth seeker.
当我们向他见证耶稣基督之后啊，他表示他要相信。
And so we preached to him the Lord Jesus, and the person showed faith, and he wanted to believe.
我们看他信心很单纯。
And we saw his faith was very simple.
他已经是一个老人家了。
And he was a man of old age.
他这个人患气喘病很久了。
And this person had asthma and suffered from it for a long time.
晚上都不能躺下睡觉。
And at night he cannot lay down and sleep.
他就一直这样坐着，稍微躺着这样子呼吸啊，才可以很勉强的呼吸。
And because of the asthma, he cannot lay down flat to sleep, so he had to sit up to sleep.
一旦躺下去，他就没有办法呼吸啊，就气就断了。
And because when he lay down, he cannot breathe, and he may die.
所以非常辛苦。
So the person was suffering a lot.
后来见证福音给大家听，他表示他要相信。
So we testified the truth to him, and then he wanted to believe.
我们去啊，帮他祷告。
So we went over to pray for him.
我看他信心很单纯啊。
And we saw that his faith was very simple.
我们大家就帮他祷告。
So we all prayed for him.
但很奇妙，在祷告的时候，突然间哦，被圣灵充满。
So it was a miracle that when we were praying, we were filled with the Holy Spirit.
我很清楚，被圣灵充满的时候，就产生一种信心。
So when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, there is the faith that was ignited.
这位圣灵是给他信心。这个时候我感受到圣灵是给我信心。
And I felt that moment, the Holy Spirit gave me faith.
我就很有信心的，就说奉主耶稣的名叫你躺下睡觉。
So without any doubt, I said in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit calls you to lay down and sleep.
然后我就扶着他，让你睡下来。
So I guide him and I have him lay down.
他就睡下来了。
And then he lay down.
很舒服啊。
And then very comfortably.
一点都没有呼吸困难。
And there was no trouble of breathing.
他很高兴，他很觉得很舒服，很高兴。
And that he was very happy that he can sleep.
从那天开始啊，他就可以躺下睡觉。
So from that day on, he could sleep laying down.
感谢神，这个就是恩赐，这个是圣灵给的。这个恩赐。
So thank God, this is the faith, and this is the gift of faith given by the Holy Spirit.
就在那个祷告的时候，被圣灵充满，就得到这个恩赐，哎，就做这个事情。
So it was through doing that prayer, I received the gift of faith, and then I was able to.
这个不是出于人的意思。
And this is not the intent of man.
所以说呢，我们知道这个圣灵会给人恩赐，赐给一个人信心，啊，他个医病的这个恩赐。
So from here we know that.Holy Spirit will give us the gift of faith and also the gift of healing.
不是那个人有能力。
It's not the ability of that person.
圣灵的能力。
But it is the power of the Spirit.
但是我们有些人会误会。
But some people can misunderstand.
哎呀，某某人有能力啊，去找他祷告有能力，不是这样子。
And they will think that this person have this gift. Let's go to him and ask him to pray.
那是圣灵给他信心，给他这个。
But it is the Holy Spirit who gives the person the faith and also the gift of healing.
那是按照圣灵的意思，不是按照人自己的意思。
So we have to worship according to the will of the Spirit, not the will of men.
虽然我有当时有这样的一个经验
，and even though I experienced that，
但不是说碰到每一个人有事情，我都可以用这样的方式哦来让他得到医治，不是这样子。
But it wasn't that every time when someone comes to me with a problem, I have that kind of faith and help them.
好像保罗一样。
And just like Paul.
他就看到这个人有信心，哦，哎，你起来走。
And just like Paul, when he saw the person's eyes and he saw faith inside him, he said, "Get up and walk."
他不可能说看到哎不会走路，哎你起来走，哎你也起来走，不是这样的。
And he didn't do it in a manner like when he saw people that could not walk and say, you, and you, and get up and walk.
就是要按照圣灵的恩赐来做这个事情，这样子。
But he did it according to the movement and the gift of the Holy Spirit.
好，再看下面的第十节啊。
And let's look at verse 10.
第十节说，要叫一个人能行异能，又叫一个人能做先知。
Here, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy.
一个人能够行异能。
For a person that can work miracles.
异能就是神的这种能力的显明。
Miracles are manifestations of the power of God.
像保罗看到一个行邪术的人。
And one time when Paul saw a person who performed witchcrafts.
保罗传福音啊，他在那边抵挡。
And when Paul was preaching, that person was opposing Paul.
叫那个人不要信，不要相信保罗所说的。
And he was telling people not to believe into Paul's preaching.
那保罗被圣灵充满。
So Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后定睛看他。
And then look at that person.
看透他的内心。
And stare right into the person's heart.
说你这个是魔鬼的儿子，被各样的这些诡诈充满你的心。
And he said that. You're the son of the devil, and your heart is filled with all his evil.
你抵挡真道要到什么时候？
And when will you stop from opposing the truth?
立刻叫他眼睛瞎掉了。
And immediately he ordered the person's eyes to be blind.
保罗话一出，马上他眼睛就瞎了。
As soon as Paul said that, the person became blind.
这个就是行异能。
And this is.Working of miracles.
是在那个时候被圣灵充满的时候，他就有这样的一个能力出来。
It is at that moment when Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was able to perform that miracle.
这是从圣灵来的。
And that also came from the Holy Spirit.
他就显出这个功用来。
It was the Holy Spirit that was working so that he can perform that miracle.
那个行邪术的他就悔改了。
So the person who was performing the witchcraft, he repented.
不敢再抵挡。
And he was no longer opposing the truth.
另外这里说，又叫一个人能做先知。
So in here, the Holy Spirit gives to another person prophecy.
这里说做先知啊，就先知就是讲预言的。
So prophecy is for a person to prophesy.
一个人被圣灵充满，当他有做先知的这种恩赐，他就可以看到以后要发生的事情。
So when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit and is given the gift of prophecy, he can foresee the future.
比如说当时呢有一个人预言说将来有大地震要发生了。
For example, a person who was given this gift and foresaw the earthquake that was about to happen.
说他被圣灵充满了，他就预言哦，将有饥荒或者有地震要发生。
So when such a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he or she can prophesy that there will be famine or there will be an earthquake or disasters.
啊，果然有了。
And then the truth, that was the truth.
还有一个预言说啊，这个保罗将会到耶路撒冷去，会被捆绑。
And that person in the Bible, that person prophesied that Paul would go to Jerusalem and he would be bound.
啊，保罗说这圣灵预言不是那个某某人预言。
So in the Bible, Paul said that the Holy Spirit prophesied, and he did not say that person prophesies.
那这个话是借着先知呢告诉他的啊。
The words came through, it came through the prophets.
在众人面前预言说啊，保罗将会到耶路撒冷去受捆绑。
And then in front of other people, that person prophesied that Paul will go to Jerusalem and he will be bound.
那众信徒啊就抱着保罗哭啊，说劝他说不要去啊，你不要上耶路撒冷去。
So a lot of people did not want Paul to go and wept around him.
但是保罗说啊，啊，你们为什么这样痛哭，让我心都碎了啊？我为主耶稣的名死在耶路撒冷，我都愿意啊。
But Paul said to the people, "Don't cry. You're making my heart break, but I'm willing to die for Christ in Jerusalem."
哎，所以众人就说啊，愿神的旨意成全了。啊、
so after that, a person.Bid Paul farewell and said, "May the will of God, the power of God, be with you."
So Paul, he 这样说说圣灵指示我，我有捆绑在耶路撒冷等候我这样子。
And so that Paul wrote that the Holy Spirit revealed to me that I will be bounded in Jerusalem.
这些都是出于圣灵的。
So all that came from the Holy Spirit.
不是人自己的意思要讲什么预言，不是这样子。
And prophecy did not come from the minds of men.
所以说圣灵的恩赐我们要认识，要了解。
So we have to understand the gift of the Holy Spirit.
如果这样的话，我其实呢，我们在基督里面服侍神呢，是一点都没有什么压力，也没有什么重担的。
And when you have that understanding, you will not have any pressures and burden when you serve God.
所以下面说，又叫一个人能辨别诸灵。
And then it says here to another different kinds, another discerning of the spirit.
辨别诸灵就是说啊，这个是神的灵，啊，这个是邪灵，啊，这个是啊，撒旦魔鬼的什么灵，能够分辨得出来。
So this is a gift for a person to discern that this is the spirit of God or that is the spirit of the devil or of evil.
那这些呢，一般人是看不出来的。
And this gift does not go to a lot of people.
但是有圣灵这个恩赐的人，一看就清楚了。
But when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit and given this gift,
像保罗也有这种恩赐，他说：“哎，你这个魔鬼的灵。”
For example, Paul was able to discern.
啊，像这个彼得也是。
Also Peter.
亚拿尼亚拿他的卖的财产去奉献的时候。
And Ananias, who sold his belongings and took the proceeds to Paul, Peter.
彼得一看说：“哎。”亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满你的心？你看他的心，他看得见的。
So when Peter saw Ananias, he said, "Why is your heart filled with Satan's?"
那你为什么做这样欺哄圣灵啊
？And he said, "Why do you lie to the Spirit?"
这个就是圣灵的恩赐。
And that was also a gift of the Spirit.
一般人就看不出来的。
And normally people would not know.
因为他的财产留下几分，然后拿来奉献，谁会知道啊？
Because Ananias hid part of his offering, and then how can anyone know?
你看，彼得一看就说，为什么撒旦充满你的心
？And but for Peter, it was clear that Ananias' heart was filled with by Satan.
可是亚拿尼亚为做这种欺骗神的动作出来，是因为被撒旦进到他心里头去，才这样做出来的。
And the reason why Ananias committed that offense is because he let Satan go into his heart.
但是彼得一看就知道了。
But to Peter, it was clear at first sight.
有时候，有圣灵的恩赐哈。
And this is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这个人一看就知道说他里面的灵是什么灵。
And a person can see very clearly what kind of spirit is inside a person.
感谢神呢，圣灵也给我这个恩赐。
And thank God that the Holy Spirit has given me this gift.
所以当我面对一个人的时候，我一定会先看他里面的，不是看外面，不是说啊这个人长得怎么样，这个不重要，看他里面的是怎么样这样子。
So when I meet a person, I will look at a person not by appearance, but try to get a feel of the spirit and what's inside.
然后我才决定我要跟他说什么话。
And then I'll determine what kind, what I would say to this.
不是看外貌的。
I do not look at the outside appearance.
是要看他心里面的。
And I look inside his heart.
这个是很重要的。
That's important.
就是圣灵的恩赐。
And that's also the gift given by the Holy Spirit.
啊，看。我们再看十一节就好。
And we'll look at verse 11.
说这一切啊，都是这一位圣灵所随己意啊分给个人的。
Said here, but one and the same Spirit works in all these things.
我们说在基督里面所有的这个恩赐呢，都是同一位圣灵呢运行在我们身上。
So when we serve God in Christ, all of the gifts were given by the same Spirit.
也运行在我们心里。
And this spirit works inside all of us in our hearts.
赐给我们各种不同的恩赐。
And same spirit gives to us different kinds of gifts.
那要注意就是说，按照圣灵自己的意思，不是按照我们每个人的意思。
But we have to know that we have to carry on according to the will of the spirit, but not our own will.
所以我们要按照圣灵的意思，也就是圣灵给我们个人不同的恩赐。这样来服侍神，就是神最喜欢的。
So we have to follow the will of the Spirit and follow the gifts that is given by the Holy Spirit and to serve God and please Him.
我们有些人呢还不太了解，所以会羡慕别人的恩赐。
Some of us still do not understand and therefore we are envious of other people's gifts.
这样你就看不清楚自己的恩赐，你就好像。不重视自己的恩赐。
If you do not have that understanding, you envy other people's gift and you do not recognize your own.
今天我们在基督里面呢，神跟我们的关系啊，都是个别的，没有两个人互相比较的。
So today our relationship with God are all special, unique, and individual.
也不要认为说，哎呀，他比我强，哎，我比他弱，没有这样，不要有这样的心理。
And do not have the attitude that he is stronger than me or I am weaker than her.
不管你是领五千的也好，两千的也好，都一样的。
It's all the same. Doesn't matter if you receive five talents or two.
你领五千，你就要按照五千的这个恩赐啊去工作，还又赚五千回来，就是尽本分来按照这个恩赐去侍奉神。
And when you're given five talents, you have to fulfill your responsibility of five talents. Make five talents to that is your duty.
那你领两千的，按照两千的恩赐来工作来侍奉神。
And when you receive two talents, you're working following the responsibilities of two talents to make two.
那你看主人对他们两个人说的话都是一样的。
And the masters reply to both servants on the same.
说你这个又良善又忠心的仆人。
And they said to both of them, saying that you are good and loyal servant.
你在不多的事上有忠心，我要将更多的事情派你管理。
Since you are loyal in little things, I'll give you more things to be in charge of.
你可以来进来享受主人的快乐。
That you can enter into my household and enjoy my and partake my joy.
那对两千的也是这么说。
And he said the same thing to the servant with two talents.
可见他们是一样的。
And they were the same.
所以你领两千的，你就不必要去羡慕领五千的。
So when you receive two talents, do not be envious of the one who received five.
要尽自己本分，那就是最好的。
And the best thing to do is follow and fulfill your own duty.
就是神最喜欢的。
And that would be most pleasing to God.
看重自己的恩赐。
That you have to recognize and your own gift.
来尽自己的本分。
And also strive to fulfill your duty.
那领五千的，你不要说以为说，哎，我多你三千呢，不要这样想。
And for the person who received five talents, do not look at the other servant and say, I have three more talents than you.
如果这样的话，神就不喜欢了。
And you have that mindset that God would not be pleased.
可能你就没有办法赚五千了，你就赚三千，我就多你一千了。
And because of that attitude, you may not be able to make another five talents.
然后你就亏损两千，那就好，没有好结果了。
And then you will make less, and then you will owe God two talents. You have fallen short of your duty.
所以你说啊，好像恩赐大了啊，不要看不起恩赐小的。
So when you have many talents, do not look down on those who have few.
那你恩赐小的，不要羡慕恩赐大的。
And those who have fewer talents should not be envious of those who have more.
这一些都不是人的关系，是圣灵按照他的意思说，按照圣灵的神的旨意啊，好说，这个人要他做这个工作，这个人要他做这个工作，是这样子。
And the five talents and two talents are not the matters of men, but the will of the Spirit and God. And God would give this person this work and give another person different work to complete.
都不要互相比较。
And do not compare each another.
大家都忠心良善，尽自己的本分就好了。
The important things for us is to be good and loyal servant and fulfill our own individual duties.
大家很快乐。
Then all of us would be joyful.
我们都会享受主人的快乐。
And joyful and also partake in God's joy.
我们都做忠心良善的仆人。
That all of us should be good and loyal servants.
在基督里面服侍主。
And also in Christ to serve God.
这个就是圣灵的心量啊。
So that is the heart of the Spirit.
这个是今天我们在基督里面的侍奉。
And this is the service that we offer to God in Christ.
感谢神啊。
Thank God.
下午啊，我就跟大家分享到这里。
And this is the sharing in this afternoon.
希望我们每个弟兄姐妹都能按照神给我们的恩赐呢，啊，来服侍神。
And I hope the brothers and sisters can all utilize. The will of God and the gifts of the Holy Spirit to follow through and serve God.
按照神给我们个人不同的力量来服侍神。
And also rely on the different talents God had given us to serve Him.
那我们都得到神的悦纳。
So that we can all please Him.
好，来唱诗。
Please sing Him.
120首。
120。We're about to pray together and give thanks.
我们特别帮助Steffi 这个姐妹祷告。
And we pray especially for Sister Steffi.
因为检查出来好像是淋巴癌。
Because the initial diagnosis said that she may have thyroid cancer.
求主耶稣保守她的心。
And may the Lord Jesus guard her heart.
不要害怕
and do not be afraid.
不要担心
do not worry.
专心一意的信靠主
so and concentrate and put all your effort to rely on God.
在人所不能的，在神凡事都能
because to men, when it's impossible, to God, all things are possible.
主耶稣对一个 做父亲的带癫痫的孩子来找主耶稣的时候这样说。
And the Lord Jesus said to your father who had a demon-possessed son,
说你若能信，再信的人凡事多能。
He said that when you believe, all things are possible.
那个做父亲的说，主啊，我信，但是我信心不足，求主帮助。
And the father said that, Lord, I believe, but help my disbelief.
主耶稣加添他的信心。
So the Lord Jesus added to his faith.
他的孩子呢，就得到医治了。
And his son was healed.
所以我们一定要坚固我们的信心。
So we must strengthen our faith.
然后我们帮助祷告，求主加添他的信心。
So that we pray so that the person can be increased in faith.
能够平静安稳的心呢，去面对这个事情。
So we have calmness and calmness of heart to face this issue.
不管要接受什么样的治疗。
Doesn't matter what kind of treatment you're about to undergo.
只要心中保持平静安稳呢，功效都很好。
And as long as that you have faith and calmness in your heart, the result would be fine.
如果心里面不平静啊，那功效就很差。
But if there's no peace in your heart, then the results may not be good.
这个一定要记住哈。
Then we have to remember this.
我们遇到了碰到事情的时候，一定要先把心稳住。
So when we face anything, that we have to first quiet our hearts.
在基督里面有坚固的信心。
And to have a firm faith in Christ.
那就没有问题。
Then there's no trouble.
不管怎么做，效果都会很好。
It doesn't matter what kind of method that we choose, the result would all be well.
不用担心。
Do not worry.
如果心里不平静
，If you still do not have peace in heart,
怎么做都是不好。
And no matter what way you choose, the results would not be good.
好，现在我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Now let's all kneel down and pray together.